When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Clothes. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Well, we can, but that's another story. I'm Susanna Constantine, and this is my Wardrobe Malfunction podcast, where each week I talk to a very special guest about their relationship with clothes. What's their comfort blanket? And what's their burial suit? And what, of course, is their ultimate wardrobe malfunction? Then, in Pyjama Party, I talk to another very special guest, you, to find out what clothing catastrophe makes your blood run cold. Please keep sending in your hilarious horror stories to help at mywardmal.com or find us at mywardmal. But now, let's get on to this week's guest. Anyone who's been to school in the past few years will know him already as Thatcher Joe. A YouTube megastar with 8 million subscribers and over 1 billion video views. God, I didn't know that. The rest of us got to know him and love him dearly on Strictly Come Dancing, where he got to the final and didn't win, but waltzed or tangoed or even sambered off with the gorgeous Diane. Yep, it's Joe Sugg, who is now a West End superstar, author, actor, singer, and he's still only about 12 years old. I adore him, and I'm sure you will too. So let's grab the handles, open my wardrobe doors, and find out what's inside. I've got Joe Sugg with me.
Hello.
And he's brought a giant suitcase. I'm so excited to see what's inside.
I've got too many things that I could talk about.
Good.
Clothes-wise. And plus, I'm quite a small chap, so I could fit a lot of clothes in there.
Yeah, that's
true. So it's packed.
But Joe, just quickly tell me about what you're wearing now. It's pretty basic.
Yeah, pretty basic. I've got Vans on.
Yeah.
Classics.
Natch.
Can't go wrong with a pair of Vans. I have way too many pairs of Vans. Mm. I've got a whole cupboard devoted to Vans. Blue jeans today. Blue jeans because it's nice outside.
They look like old school Levi's, are they?
No, these are, I think they're ASOS. I'm very high street, easy.
Okay.
Quick stuff. Very little designer stuff that
Just
I wear.
Stand up quickly a second. Did you rip those deliberately or did they come like that?
They came originally a bit smaller holes, but over time, where I've got up and sat down so much.
Are you sure
doing
you
podcasts,
didn't, you didn't get the razor blade out
no,
and do
I
them deliberately?
No, I haven't. But I do like that idea. I like the idea of customization of clothes and stuff. That
yeah.
is quite, because I'm quite a creative guy. So I would like the idea.
Although you
one
say
day,
it yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm. One day I want to customize denim jackets and stuff and leather jackets, paint on them and things like that.
You ought to do that with my daughter, Esme, because she does it on trainers and
oh,
it's
yeah.
amazing. And she's
yeah.
done it on jeans as well. It looks so cool.
And you get this, because there's no better feeling than when someone goes, oh, where's that from? That's so cool. And you say, well, actually, I did it myself.
Yeah.
I coloured in my own shoelaces. Really? That's so cool.
Because I remember when I first met you and we were doing that glorious show, Strictly.
Yes.
My most humiliating time. And don't laugh. And you were wearing very, 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 very tight, white, ripped jeans.
Was I?
Yeah, I think so.
Knowing me, it wouldn't have been white jeans.
Okay.
But it would have been tight, yeah. Which is weird because I have very, very, skinny legs.
Yeah.
So I can't bring myself to wearing big, baggy, 90s jeans.
Why is that? Because most people who are very skinny are, especially guys, I think, are quite self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I think I realised very early on that the sort of thin leg runs in my family. My dad, I think, was the same. But I went for a stage as a kid, a skateboarding stage, where I wanted to dress like a skater.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when you wore big baggy jeans.
Yeah.
And then since then, I've sort of changed over time. And it's always been about the ideal, the ideal look on a guy was skinny jeans. And it has been for quite a while, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that for the trend to change back. Yeah. I can't wait.
Really? So that sounds like you are quite a stickler for following fashion.
Yeah, I get, if I, for example, I came wearing this hat.
And which I love.
Which before, I used to wear it every now and then, but like it's something that I would put on my head and think, oh, do I want to go out wearing this? Like it's, what if it blows off my head in the wind and it's really embarrassing? I've got to chase it down the road, which did almost happen on the way here.
Yeah.
And I do sometimes wear stuff and worry like, and think, I wonder what people will think of this.
What does it look? So describe it to me. It's quite wide-brimmed.
I was always big into Indiana Jones growing up. He was like my hero.
Oh my God.
So it's kind of like a brown, it's not quite a cowboy hat. It's more just a brimmed hat, I guess.
It's like one of those Australian hats almost.
Yeah, kind of, with like a little ribbon around it, a little floral ribbon around it.
Did you add that floral kind of curtain material yourself?
It came with it.
Did it?
Yeah, so I was like, that's going straight in my virtual basket.
Straight in my basket. Yeah, it's like, I think it looks good, and what I like is the way you wear it on the back of your head.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bit goes back to Thatcher Joe. He's the sort of farmer boy.
Oh, exactly.
It?
Yeah, it keeps the sun off the back of my neck. You know, it does the job. Keeps the sun off me. You know, the sun can be a cruel mistress. That's the sea, isn't it? One of them. I can't remember.
No, that is the sea.
You've got to respect it. Yeah. Respect the sun.
But do you still thatch?
No, not anymore.
Do you miss it?
I do, actually. Yeah, I think with what I do now, if someone was to ask me, Joe, what do you do for a job now? I'd find it very difficult to say one thing. So I don't really like making it all like me, I do this, I do that as well. And there's so many different things that I work on and different avenues that I've gone down of like career-wise now. It was so much easier back then just to be like, I'm a roof thatcher, a thatch roofs. And a lot of time, actually, I can say like, oh, nowadays I'm a YouTuber. And a lot of people will be like, well, what's that? I think being on the show helped massively because now people kind of understand it a bit more. But like I also run like a management company and I used to have a production company and I've also written graphic novels and stuff like that. So I've done lots of different types of things.
And you've had a hit single.
Sort of. That was like just before we started, wasn't it? Yeah. So like I've never really boxed myself into one thing since making the switch from roof thatching to what it is now. But I do miss the days of actually just having an actual schedule to my day as well, of waking up at 6, get on the roof for 8 o'clock, finish at 6 p.m., go and see my nan, give her the paper, go home, and then just don't think about work until the next day. You know exactly what you're doing. You know the end goal of everything you do. Whereas with what I do now, there's not really like the end goal is very like, it changes all the time.
Well, it's open-ended,
and
isn't
everything.
It?
It's like, I could get an email tomorrow and it's something completely different, like, and a different area of work. And I'm like, kind of like, oh, is this going to be my thing now? And it's hard to pin yourself down to one thing.
So when you're
miss the thatching, yeah.
Yeah, and also when you're thatching, it's jeans and a plaid shirt or whatever. Yeah. So now it's like, how easy do you find it to dress for your different roles, or do you just wear the same thing and not really care?
It depends. Like if I'm going to work from home, which I do quite a lot sometimes, filming videos and stuff, it's weird because when I was thatching, I always sought to look quite presentable for a thatcher. So I did have occasionally like holes in my jeans, but I would then get a new pair of jeans or whatever, and I'd wear like you said a shirt and
lumberjack
stuff like that.
Shirt, yeah,
kind of that kind of thing. But now with YouTube, even though like the videos are being seen by like thousands and thousands of people,
millions,
it's I don't think enough about what I wear in the videos. I always wear like the most basic stuff.
Why do you say you don't think enough about it? Do you think you should be more considered?
I think like thinking now, like it's like I think as well from doing a lot more TV stuff.
Yeah.
When I'm about to go on TV, I will really think about what I'm wearing. And you've got to think about like stuff that could potentially strobe on camera and that kind of thing. But also you think, this is what I'm going to look like. And I realise that the amount of times from doing like TV work that I wear like the same clothes. I'm like, that's really not good. I should get actually treat myself and get some new clothes for going on television. But I never thought about doing that for YouTube.
Yeah.
I'd always just wear the most basic, simple clothes and nothing fancy, hardly ever any designer stuff. And I don't know, I don't know whether that sort of helps or doesn't help. Because I think if you're sat there in like head to toe in designer gear,
you look like a twat.
You do. One, you look like a twat. But two, your audience, like for me, my audience growing up, I was very aware that my audience were quite young. Mm. And I was like, what is this like? Nowadays it's called flexing on your audience. Mm-hmm. And I don't really get that. I don't understand, like, it's not, I don't think it's the kind of thing I would rather teach my audience to spend money on more important things than designer clothes, because designer clothes go out of fashion so quickly. Unless you're buying the right things that can then in the future be sold on for more.
It's not what you're about. You're about what you do, and you've got, you know, a message. It might be something really lighthearted. It's not about what you're wearing.
Yeah, I think my whole like online career, the whole thing I based it on was like a place where people can go to zone out of whatever it is they're thinking about and just have a bit of fun for like 5 or 10 minutes. That's like the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm dressed pretty basic.
Yeah. So when do you think about clothes?
Any formal event, still to this day, when I see black tie on an invite, I forget what that actually means. I'm like, do I have to wear? Because I handed out an award recently at the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice that it said black tie until I was already on the way there. And I wore a floral tie, like a blue floral tie.
Oh, my God, Joe. No, that is a no-no.
Yeah.
A floral tie. But I was with my,
But I was with my agent. I sat there and I was like, oh, my God, everyone's gone up so far as wearing a black tie. I was like, what should I do? And he was like, well, you can borrow mine if you want. So and I was presenting the award with Shirley Ballas as well. And she looked amazing. And there's me in my suit with a floral tie. And I was asking everyone, panicking, because I was about to go out and give this award out, thinking like, I'm about to go out there. I've just seen Benedict Cumberbatch in the audience, and I'm about to go out there with my blooming floral tie. Like, is this allowed? Like, because BAFTA's a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
I was shit my pants a bit.
Yeah, and you must have looked about 12 years old with your little floral bow
tie. No, I did, which is great because I'm approaching 30 now. So I want to stay looking as young as possible for as long as possible.
Yeah. But do you ever get asked for your ID? I know that doesn't happen so much here.
Yes.
But do you?
I did in Sainsbury's the other day. Me and Diane bought a bottle of gin, and I got ID'd. Diane didn't have to show hers, but I had to show mine. But I used to, back in the day, when I turned 18, all my friends were going out to nightclubs and bars for like 16, 17. Because they all had like beards and stuff at 16. Mm. I didn't even grow
one
armpit
chest
hair. Yeah, I didn't grow armpit hair till I was like 20.
No way, really?
No way of a lie, I didn't grow armpit hair till I was 20.
I could have given you some of mine. Like platypus.
If anyone knew each other back then.
My burst open sofa that needs a good waxing.
I've received a lot of weird things in the post from fans and stuff, but that, I think that'd be the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Susanna's armpit hair.
There you go.
So when I turned 18, I never went out with my friends before turning 18 because I just did not want the embarrassment of being turned away for having fake ID or anything like that. So I was a good boy. I waited till I was 18. And even then, I got ID'd. They would scratch my driver's license to see if it was like, there's a little secret tracing paper zero on there, because you could do that. That was the thing. You could get a receipt and you could tear off the little zero from the receipt and put it on your age. Yeah. Get a highlighter, colour it in pink, and a bit of nail varnish on top. Clear nail varnish. Boom. There you go. Fake ID.
All my kids have had fake IDs. They've all got fake IDs.
Yeah, see, I never did that.
Yeah.
I don't think my sister did either. No, we were both quite good. We didn't want to risk it.
But did you kind of like think about dressing to make yourself look older?
No, because it never worked.
Yeah.
For me, growing up, the most frustrating thing, I was always so small for my age. I come from a family, we just sort of have like that sort of small gene, we're a small boned family. And I always remember going shopping was an absolute nightmare for me because I wanted to dress like my mates who were all back in the day. The thing was like Lyle and Scott polo tops. And I really wanted a Lyle and Scott. Everyone had like a Lyle and Scott jumper or a Lyle and Scott polo top. If you didn't, you weren't cool.
Yeah.
And so we used to go to this shop called like John Anthony back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'd try it on and I just feel so humiliated because I'd put it on small. The smallest size, the only sizes most shops had back then was they'd go down to a small and that was it.
Yeah.
Extra small wasn't really a thing until I discovered Top Man. And Top Man was kind of the first that I knew of that did extra small.
Yeah.
So it was a weird period of my life where I could fit into a kid's age 16.
Yeah.
So like for things like Ralph Lauren and stuff
and
like that.
And Abercrombie and Fitch. Did you ever?
And Hollister. They were Hollister, like, Hollister was like a big one for me around that time because I couldn't fit into the cool stuff like Lyle and Scott and all those kind of brands that you'd find in those kind of shops. So I had to make do with Hollister, which I quite liked. It was actually quite good quality clothing. It was really soft and I quite liked that.
Yeah. And then Joe, I remember saying to you when we were doing Strictly, and you came out in your first set of sequins and you were wearing this amazing floral sequin shirt.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I said to you, if you win, I'm going to buy that shirt for you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? And I haven't got it with me.
Oh, so I got so excited. And I was like, where is it?
I did think about it. And I thought, fuck, I can't be bothered.
You haven't given me your armpit hair. You haven't given me the sequin shirt.
But it must have felt, I mean, really weird for a heterosexual guy who's used to wearing jeans and T-shirt to suddenly be thrown, spat on by in a bucket of sequins.
Yeah. It was something that I knew I'd have to do. Like, you can't go on that show and avoid it.
Mm.
You're sort of told from earlier on, like, you've got to do the spray tans. You've got to experience it at least. Mm. And if you really want to get part of the show and, you know, and really experience it to the full, you've got to, you know, you've got to embrace the sequins and stuff. So I was mentally prepared for it.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, I remember walking out in that coral, it was a coral suit, wasn't it, I had?
Yeah, which was cool.
Yeah, and I remember walking on that, and because they sort of bring out the suit to start with, and you try it on, you're like, cool, this is fine. And then they take it away, and it comes back like two or three times when you wear it. And each time before the show starts, they add more and more rhinestones onto it and sequins and stuff. So by the end, you say yes to the outfit, but by the time you walk out with the outfit on, it's been stricklified. It's been proper done over. And I just remember putting it on thinking, my mate's going to see this, because they're all watching. I knew they were all watching. And that's the first thing I always think is, what would my friends think of this? Like, I don't really care what the sort of general public thought, because I knew that like, that's part of the show. They're strictly fans. They're going to enjoy it. They love the sequins. Yeah. They love all that. For me, it was, I could almost feel the group chat in my pocket just burning away with all my mates just being like, what is he wearing?
Yeah.
And even to this day, they still post pictures of me in different outfits into the groups being like, remember when you wore this?
I'm
like,
When you look at yourself in the mirror,
yeah.
Is there any part of you that you would like to change?
Clothing or body?
No, body.
Body. Not really. No, I think I, over time, especially doing the job that I've done, I've learned that you're given this body. I know nowadays it's quite easy to change things if you want to, but I've always had it in my mind of like, this is what I've got. I've got to learn to live with that. I think a massive part of my humour in my YouTube videos is sort of like self-deprecation.
Yeah.
So like, growing up at school, like people tried to tease me in year seven, like early days, but it never worked because I was always the first to take the mick out of myself.
Yeah.
Because the obvious one that I'd normally go to was, I wish I was a little bit taller, I think. But actually, I have a lot of compliments since doing the show. People have been like, actually, you're a lot taller than I thought.
Yeah.
Because I hang out with a lot of tall people, like over 6 foot. So when they see me in real life, they assume that I'm tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of people recently go like, actually, you're a lot taller than I thought, which is nice. Mm. But at school, I was always the first to sort of take the piss out of my own height. And then they straight away, they were like, kind of like, oh, there's no point in us teasing this guy because he's already got it covered, kind of thing. And that's how I've sort of been throughout my entire career, is kind of very sort of like, there's not a lot people can say that would put me down about my physical appearance.
Yeah, because you got it. If you do, I'm exactly the same. If you say it first,
then
you've taken the wind out of the sails.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they'd have no reason to really sort of take the piss out of something because you've already sort of covered it. You've already sort of said, look, you can mention that, but it's not going to affect me because I'm aware of it. And
were you ever bullied at school?
No, not really. I got put in a bin once.
Because you were small enough to fit in.
Probably, yeah.
Was it like a little waist pedal, one of those little pedal bins in the loo?
Well, not that small. It was quite a big bin. It was in photography in a dark room.
Yeah.
So I did photography at school. And he's now actually one of my best mates. But he decided to put me in a bin. And there was no escape. He's about my height as well. But he's very strong. And he managed to pick me up and put me straight into this bin. And you only get put in a bin and you sort of fold in half.
Yeah.
So you can't actually get yourself out.
Yeah, you get
wedged.
Kind of
like, you're wedged in.
Yeah.
It was horrible because I'm quite claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But then we became best mates and went travelling together, so.
So you bought a suitcase along.
I did, yes. I did actually bring some, like, little throwbacks.
Oh, good.
Because they mean so much to me, like, but from said particular dance show.
Oh, do you get to keep some of them?
I'm probably not allowed to keep them, so.
Okay, but he's a thief.
They just found their way into my home.
Okay, so what's coming out of the suitcase? And I just quickly say, your packing is atrocious.
Yes, I know. I was in a rush this morning.
Don't make excuses.
I just wedged it all in. But you'll see why, because one of these items takes up actually most of the suitcase.
Okay, bring it out. It's going to be a onesie, isn't it?
No.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, it's a hoodie.
Okay.
This is my, like, my comfort blanket.
That is, like, a proper... That is, okay, so I'm holding up a grey hoodie, and it's as thick as kind of shag pile carpet.
Yes.
And it looks like you might drown in it,
yeah,
Joe.
That's the idea. So, like, if it's ever... I have bad circulation.
Okay. Right? Oh my God, you're only 29, yeah.
And so I much prefer being too hot than too cold. I'm one of those
ones.
Yeah, I can't stand being too cold. So if I'm at home or it's a rainy day or something like that, this is like my, or I'm having like a sofa day or watching a film on the sofa, this is like my go-to.
Do you have no central heating in your home?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but I just love
it's
having this on.
It's just the comfort.
Yeah, and I know when I've got this on, I'm just chilled out. Takes out. If I've had a hard day or a long day, I get home, get into this, and yeah. I'm then just like chilled.
Okay, so next.
Next up.
Well, have you got anything that really caused you embarrassment?
Embarrassment? I would say, if I can talk about it.
Yeah, go on.
Maybe this shirt.
Okay. Well,
so this shirt is actually from
All Saints.
But it's from one of the dances that we did.
Oh,
it's from
when
our
waltz. Yeah.
And I got a lot of stick for that outfit because the trousers were up by my nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that it was such a high... So it just reminds me of that. I love that dance.
Yeah.
But this said thing reminds me of... I don't know why I still have it. I probably should give it back. If you want it back, let me know. It just reminds me of that day and like that outfit. And I think looking back on the outfits, that one got the most stick.
Yeah.
So that gives me a little
How
bit of
How interesting, because I would have thought that was that outfit was most synonymous with Thatcher Joe.
Yeah. That or the Cotton Eye Joe outfit, I think. Yeah. Very, very true. I actually really like the outfit.
Yeah.
But the reaction that it got, because you know, like afterwards you do the door burst.
Yeah.
And you could then see all the comments below on the Instagram feed of like what people thought your dance, and you could see it.
They would
be brutal. Oh, no. And they were actually really nice to me a lot, yeah, most of the time. Because the worst thing is when you get like scored. They thought you got scored too high, because
mm-hmm,
then they'd really go in on you, being like, no way was that worth this. And you're like, oh, I tried really hard.
I
worked 12 hours a day for a whole week on this. But they really went in on this outfit.
Mm.
So that's, for me, was a bit of an, I guess, like an embarrassment.
Okay, yeah. And what's that kind of nylon orange flammable
thing?
So
this has a great story.
Okay.
You're going to hate this.
Okay, so it's like a football strip.
Sort of, yeah. It's like a, kind of like a, yeah, like it's a Diadora.
What's Diadora?
I think they were like the rival to Adidas back in the day.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, this has now kind of become fashionable again. Well, fashionable but cool.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of kids are wearing this kind of brand, I think, again now.
Yeah.
So this shirt, when I was younger, my first ever sort of girlfriend, I fancied this girl because I was really into fossils and like archaeology.
She was
also into fossils.
Yeah.
And owned a telescope. And I fancied her because I was like, she's got a telescope. That's
Ooh,
so cool.
Yeah.
So she was like my first like big proper like crush. She was from somewhere like Ipswich or somewhere. Mm. Back when I was 10, I didn't know where that was. Mm. I knew it was far away. But we stayed in contact via letters.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to send letters to each other.
Joe Sugg actually wrote a letter.
I used to write letters to this girl. And back then you couldn't just send a selfie to each other and that kind of thing. And I kind of forgot what she looked like. And you did that thing of like, let's send each other photographs of each other. So I had to borrow my mum's camera and I wanted to send her a picture to really impress her, because I was going to ask her to be my girlfriend in the next letter.
Oh, Joe.
So I wanted to make sure that she fancied me. So what I did was I got my mum to get a camera. You know, the old ones was like, and
yes,
you had to actually take them to get developed and stuff. So we didn't know what it looked like.
Do that noise again. I like it. That's very good, yeah.
But I got in this shirt.
Mm.
I slicked my hair back with my dad's gel.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my judo medals, so I did judo back then.
Piling it on.
I've got some fossils in one hand, or like my trowel or something, my fossil trowel. and I'm holding my favorite teddy bear, Rupert, from back in the day. And I'm smiling in this picture wearing this shirt because this was my favorite shirt as a kid because I thought this was the coolest shirt.
And
I
this
owned.
Is from when you were 10 years old, this orange
so
number.
No, so that's that. The original one was from a boot sale because all my clothes growing up as a kid was from a boot sale pretty much. But that shirt, I thought about it like a few months ago thinking like, wow, I remember that shirt was like, I used to think that was the coolest shirt. And I looked on Depop.
Yeah.
Which is where people sort of sell their secondhand clothes. And thank God. And then and I found it. I typed in Diadora orange shirt and I found it. I was like, that is the exact same.
No.
So it could be the same shirt. Who knows?
But bigger,
that's
maybe.
The exact same shirt. Yeah.
How amazing. And have you worn it since?
I had to get it. No, I've never worn it. But now it's like a keepsake of like reminding me of my childhood and like a childhood memory and my first kind of pen pal girlfriend. Mm.
When do you feel uncomfortable in clothes?
When do I feel uncomfortable in clothes? Back in the day when I used to go out to like nightclubs and stuff, I think I went for a phase where I really didn't know what I wanted to wear and I always felt very self-conscious about what I wore then.
Mm.
More so when I moved to London, going out to, I used to go out to some like really like cool places because of like having large following and stuff makes it incredibly a lot easier than you think to get into really cool places when you're with like certain people or that kind of thing. And it, being a country boy was a big shock to me. So I didn't really know what was cool to wear in a kind of like club slash bar environment. So I always felt,
let me try and guess what you wore.
Okay.
I reckon you wore the kind of, so this would have been when, about 8 years ago?
Probably about five or six. Okay.
Did you wear the kind of short sleeve baggy Fat Boy Slim shirt?
No.
Slightly bordering on Hawaiian.
No.
No?
So no, I was more like, it was kind of like all black, quite like All Saintsy kind of drapey kind of, but ooh, slightly tight clothes.
Sounds hideous.
Yeah, no, looking back on it, it was. I went for a phase of buying disgusting shoes that were designer.
Yeah.
But I went for a phase of thinking that was cool.
Mm.
I look back at it now thinking like, what was I thinking? Like with those, it's kind of funny now. Like I always see the fun side and thinking like, that's funny. Like, I used to actually wear that stuff. And
so would you consider that to be your worst wardrobe malfunction or have you had something even more horrific?
I have had things way more horrific that actually have kind of, that also link with that, those kind of nightclub going out, clubbing clothes, that kind of era of my life. I'm a forgetful untagger.
Okay.
Is that the right right term?
What, from clothing that you've nicked?
No, that I've bought. Yeah, no, not the security. not that one. The like the actual
tag. The label.
Yeah. There's been times where I've forgotten to take the label out and I've gone out and I've had girls come up to me being like, you do realize you've got your label's hanging out.
Oh, Joe.
So I have done that many a time.
Yeah.
And I've also done the old like going out with my clothes, my actual t-shirt inside out. Because a lot of these t-shirts nowadays, sometimes you can't tell if they're inside out or not.
Yeah.
That's a look. The look is to kind of look inside out sometimes.
Yeah.
People are running out of ideas. I don't know. But there have been times where I've gone out with my t-shirt inside out.
Yeah.
This is not due to alcohol either. This is not anything like that. It's just because I'm, I don't know.
In a rush?
Yeah, in a rush or just not thought about it.
Okay, Joe. So what is the item of clothing that you love so much but everyone else hates?
Does it have to be in my
nope,
little?
No, can be just describe
what's an
it.
Item of clothing that I love, everyone else hates. Clothing or an accessory?
Can be either.
I like. It sounds bad, but I like
a cock ring.
No, it's not a cock ring.
Okay.
I do. I am one of these people that do wear glasses that aren't prescription. I know. I'm sorry. You're a glasses bearer. You're going to hate that. But I do. I like to accessorize with my outfits. And I do. And people always say it suits me. I've not had my eyes tested since I was 8 years old.
That's so weird. I thought you did. I thought they were prescription glasses.
Yeah, everyone does, yeah. But I like wearing it just to go with what I'm wearing.
You know what?
Accessory.
You have to go. I think I said to you before, go to Tom Davis.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And go and get them made for your face.
Yeah. But I need to have it tested first. I don't know if I actually need them or not.
But put these on. He'll do unprescription ones too. Put them on.
But people hate that because they're like, you don't need glasses.
They look
so you're a bit blurred there.
Yeah.
But these are for far away, aren't they?
They're both.
Oh, are they? Oh, top half.
So they're reading and very focused.
Yes, it's slightly blurred for me.
But they really suit you, though, actually. Yeah, you suit kind of heavy frame glasses.
That's the thing. So everyone says that I suit them.
Yeah.
And they find out that they're not real.
They think,
yeah, they don't like it.
Yeah.
So they hate that I wear them, but I love it.
Yeah.
It makes me, it's like wearing a mask. Yeah. I love anything that's like wearing a mask.
Exactly.
And so I feel like I'm in a character. Mm. It's like with a hat, with the glasses, I feel like I'm like playing a character kind of, and then I feel more confident.
What, Joe, would you like to be buried? What would be your burial suit?
I think my burial suit, I would maybe do like a mix. I bought this like this starry shirt because I'd like to think kind of like the sort of life I've had. I've done some really, really, I've been very, very lucky enough to do some really cool stuff. Mm. And so I feel like that shirt kind of represents like my life as of like kind of the last sort of 6 years in terms of like, not saying I'm a star, but just saying like it's kind of like more
sparkly,
a bit glam, a bit like, yeah, a bit sort of subtle because it's dark colours.
So it's got a black shirt with small white stars.
Yeah. But then also I've got, I couldn't decide. That's why I bought quite a lot because I want you to help me. I also bought this T-shirt in because I love this T-shirt. It's kind of like my kind of style of like what I, the sort of thing that I used to, like my kind of look, quite cash, kind of like the kind of old school, kind of vintagey look.
Yeah, MTV T-shirt, yeah. Music, like, television.
Very cash, kind of like skatery, kind of like chilled. Reminds me of like holidays and just not taking life too seriously.
Yeah, I think that's slightly, if you wore that in your coffin, it would be a bit kind of premature death.
Yes,
because it's quite childish.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that won't. Hopefully I will never have to wear that again.
Okay. So let's forget for the T-shirt.
And then I bought these.
Oh, we got some shoes in shoe bags.
Well, that's because these mean a lot to me.
Okay.
These are very special shoes.
Oh my god!
Look at those.
Did you nick those from Strictly?
I think they let me have them.
Okay. So we got a pair of
Converse.
They
let me have them, but this was from my very first dance. So they hold like a real special place to me.
Yeah.
And I think if someone digs me up in like 500,000 years time, if I'm not burnt,
yeah,
I would love them to find that and be like, whoa, what the are they?
Yeah. I think those are sublime. Okay. Yeah. So they're a pair of Converse. What do you call these? High top Converse.
High top Converse is where I love favorite shoe.
Studded with rhinestones, silver rhinestones. Mm-hmm. And the white sole, and I think, yeah, that kind of, weirdly, it's like the shoe itself is totally you.
Yeah.
Quite cash, yeah. Quite cool,
yeah.
Quite, you know, young at heart. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the sparkles, which represent the heaven that you're going to.
Yes.
Hopefully, it's not hell. And, and your time in Strictly, happy life.
Yeah.
They're joyous, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I will make sure. No, I'll be dead way before you, but I was thinking I could.
You never know.
Make sure that I'm with you on your deathbed and I can slide them onto your feet because I think they are.
Like Cinderella style.
Essential coffin wearing shoes. They're amazing.
Can you imagine, like, if, like Tutankhamun's tomb, they dig up Joe Suggs' grave in the future and they see me wearing these, they'd be like, he was definitely a cool kid.
Yeah. Joe, to round up, tell me when you are happiest in your clothes and what you're wearing.
When I've got a good tan.
Okay.
Instantly, and then makes me look better in clothes for some reason.
Yeah.
I think when I've actually put a bit of thought and effort into it, which is actually quite rare.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I'm quite like a basic kind of, can I say basic bitch?
Yeah, slob.
I'm quite a basic boy when it comes to clothes, you know, just simple T-shirt, jeans, shoes, boom. But when I kind of like accessorize, so when I've got like my rings on, my jewellery, and like I've actually thought about it and tried to coordinate a little bit, that's when I kind of feel a bit more confident and I feel good.
Okay. You don't fit. And when do you feel most self-conscious in clothes?
When I try something new for the first time.
Okay.
And I try and go something a bit out there. That's when I feel a bit.
So what would that
worried.
Be? What kind of thing?
That would be either like a real like loud shirt, maybe, or when I wore my sort of checkered trousers for the first time, I got a lot of stick for them from my mates.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always a little bit like, oh, don't know about this. But then you just got to embrace it and you got to think, I mean, they're not going to go home still being like, Joe's trousers from earlier on. They're not
they
sort of thinking
that.
They've got
their
own
first impressions.
They've got their own
it?
Problems to think about. They've got their own clothes to worry about. And, you know, like, I think a lot of the time as well, clothing can be, if you're making like bold choices, it can be subjective. There'll be people out there that'll think, oh my God, those are so cool.
Mm.
There'll be people out there that'll think that they're horrible. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's one of those things you can't please everyone.
Mm. Now, I've got a little present for you.
Ooh.
Don't get too excited.
Please don't be armpit hair.
No, it's not armpit hair, but it's kind of basically because you're kind of approaching 30.
Yes.
To me, you are Peter Pan.
Okay.
Okay. You're always going to be in my mind, kind of like late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
So this is for when you graduate to suit wearing.
A Peter Pan outfit.
And, oh, no. And they are cedar wood.
Okay.
Mothballs for your wardrobe. So if you've got any
I've heard
wool
of mothballs.
Or cashmere, but they're not the ones that really stink. They're natural and they're actual cedar wood.
Oh,
and they'll keep the mothballs
thank you very
away
much.
For your wardrobe.
I think I remember going to like charity shops with my mum to get clothes. And we used to go in and she'd say, oh, it smells of mothballs in here. I always thought mothballs were actual balls that moths made.
Okay.
No?
No. Well, but you can get, you get like these little white mothballs which smell of chemicals.
So mothballs aren't natural ones. That are made from moths?
No, they're not.
I always thought they were like something that moths made. And I was like, can't the charity shops just get rid of the moths?
Yeah, no, this gets rid of the moths.
Keeps the moths away.
Because the moths eat your clothes. Every single bit of cashmere that I have in my wardrobe has been eaten by moths.
Really?
Yeah, so I have to wear all my jerseys with holes in them.
I haven't seen a moth in a long time.
Yeah. Well, you don't see them. But if you find on your sweaters, like it almost looks like cobweb.
Yeah.
Like a little clump of cobweb. That's the moth eggs.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Thank you very much.
You've got your moth ghoulies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That'll explain my jeans. They're covered in holes.
They don't like denim.
Oh, London moths do.
Do they?
London moths, they're tough. They're like have you seen the foxes in London?
Yeah, I have.
They carry around flick knives. The moths are the same. They're hard. They will eat through denim, trust me. Oh, thank you very much.
Pleasure, my darling. You've been a superstar.
Thank you.
Old Joe, what an impressive and adorable young man. Note to future guests, he even brought a little suitcase filled with clothes and mementos. Thanks, Joe. And now, it's the pyjama party. And today's an extra special one, as I'm joined here by our house band duo. It's Will and Ben! Oh my God, you guys, you are effing incredible, I've got to say. And we are here in our pyjamas.
Yep.
Yours are sad excuses for pyjamas, but I am in Her Majesty pyjamas.
You're looking very glamorous compared to us.
Yep. Which are amazing, aren't they?
They're nice.
So Coffee. Bloody cool. So, guys, have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction? I think you have, Will.
I have,
you?
Yeah. I've had quite a spectacular one, yeah.
What happened?
So, we were on our way to a gig, quite a posh one because I was definitely wearing a suit, and we were on a train, and I'm pretty sure I got off it. Basically, I was picking up an amplifier on said train, and the whole of the trousers split on the back, so my arse basically fell out the back of my trousers.
Oh, my God.
It was quite embarrassing. Then we had to go up the tube and go and find trousers whilst me trying to cover up my bum.
What pants were you wearing underneath?
I wasn't wearing any pants. No, I was.
I'm sure I was just wearing a box. I would not have been.
But did you kind of walk behind him and try and cover him up?
No, you know what? I just tried to disappear. Like, I don't know that guy.
I don't know him. Go away.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, we got some trousers and it was the gig went ahead.
The gig
with
went
new
ahead.
Trousers, yeah.
And you've got a big gig coming up soon in London, haven't you?
Yes, we do.
Tell me, when, where?
16th of March.
16th of March. Do you want me to tell you where it is, too?
It's at Zidell's.
Zidell's? What's Zidell's?
It's a brasserie, isn't it?
It's in Soho, isn't it?
Yes, it is in Soho.
Okay.
You know more about it than we do.
Yeah, I do. It's probably
Where's the manager?
That's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be a really good gig, yeah.
And you guys have had two albums so far.
Three, actually.
Three? You've had three out.
Three outs.
Okay. Yeah. Duo guitar.
Huh? Walking in the next one.
Really? You're amazing. These two guys came for Esme, my daughter, for her 18th birthday. These guys came to play. And all the girls had crushes on you and all the mums. And you were fucking unbelievable, I've got to say. But you looked such a mess, which is fine because it was a teenage party. But I want to take you guys shopping to get you sorted for your gig. So we're going to do that.
Okay, you got it.
Before we go, one final huge thanks to Joe Sugg for joining us and, as ever, to you for listening. Now, let's hand over to the dynamic duo to play us out. Thanks so much, guys. So until next week, my wardrobe is officially closed.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.